NASA and Fish and Game use new technology to monitor how water and vegetation improve in areas where beavers are reintroduced. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight. A NASA-supported effort is taking place in Idaho, utilizing digital technology to predict which streams can support beavers and how water and vegetation change once they return. Fish and Game official Roger Phillips.
We've done some pretty interesting things with transplanting beavers, and part of any time you do something transplanting to reach a certain purpose or for a specific purpose, which in this case is to improve the water table, you want to know if you've been successful or not. Our partners have enlisted NASA to provide some of that satellite photography where they can really home in on certain watersheds and see exactly what's happened since beavers have been reintroduced.
Are beavers important to our water table in certain regions?
Yeah, part of what we found is previously beavers were considered a nuisance in some areas and they were pretty heavily trapped to be taken out of these things. What they found over time is beavers essentially back up streams and water systems and hold water there longer. And when you're in the arid west, sometimes that's to a real advantage. Just letting beavers do what beavers do can sometimes help that landscape a bit and help those riparian areas, keep that water in that area a little longer and help both aquatic and land animals.
The statement should be made, be kind to your furry little friends.
Sure, works for me.
Me too. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight.